Laying Down the Law, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. The origins of the UK College of Law date back to 1799, when it was part of Transylvania University. The law program at UK began in 1908, making it one of the nation's first public law schools. Today, the affairs of the college are managed by Interim Dean Mary J. Davis, who earned her Juris degree from Wake Forest University in 1985 and came to UK to teach law in 1991. She was named Interim Dean this past July. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Dr. Davis.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, the renovated law building on our campus opened on November 19th with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and there, President Capilouto had this to say.
Although the walls of this place are new, they are steeped in a powerful legacy and a tradition of fairness, hard work, decency, and excellence. This space, my friends, is hallowed.
Well, what does this essentially new space mean to you and the law school's students, faculty, and staff?
That's a wonderful quote, isn't it? Because our College of Law graduates have always been public servants, leaders in their communities. Yes, of course, they serve their clients well. They also run our institutions. And so it is hallowed ground because so much of what our students do impacts the life of every community from top to bottom. So for our students now, this building provides truly a 21st century legal education. The way that technology has changed the provision of legal services, the way that our students learn is very different, even than when I started teaching in 1991. It's a much more collaborative legal education environment. Yes, the technology in the classrooms and the courtrooms is really instrumental in giving them the tools to be able to be facile with those items, but it's more important for them to work in groups. We have more study groups. We have more study rooms. The faculty-student interaction is so robust now outside of the classroom that learning is happening in every corner of that building. It's really going to be impactful for them.
The College of Law has been in the news quite a bit lately. In fact, just before your building was rededicated, UK announced a $20 million gift to name the J. David Rosenberg College of Law. What can you tell us about the Rosenbergs and the significance of their gift?
David and Diane Rosenberg are from Cincinnati. They live in Cincinnati now. David Rosenberg is originally from Lexington. His family moved here in the early 20th century as immigrants from Eastern Europe. They started businesses in this community. He has said that it was made clear to him that his education was going to be the most important thing to help his success, to lift him up and lift his family up. And he came to the UK College of Law, graduated in 1973. He has been a corporate practicing attorney since 1974, and he loves that the UK College of Law propelled him to his success. He talks about how important the faculty were to him, how impactful they were to propelling him to excellence. So his gift is specifically dedicated to increasing the intellectual excellence and promise of our students, faculty, and programs. It is absolutely core to what we do.
The College of Law has brought many, many of the foremost legal scholars and leaders to the UK campus to discuss topics of current interest, including, I might point out, a majority of the current Supreme Court. So what does that kind of presentation and that kind of presence mean for the college and the community?
So first of all, it means it's dramatic for our students, to be able to sit in a room and hear from Chief Justice John Roberts and to hear his story, hear the way he analyzes issues, be in the space with great thinkers, great jurists. It's so important for them. I think probably it's most important because it permits them to see themselves in that way. If you are surrounded by incredible minds and jurists and business people who come to speak and other faculty from other places who come to speak, our students can say, that's possible for me. I can do that. In fact, we have a recent graduate who became a Supreme Court fellow, very prestigious, competitive position, in part because he met Justice Roberts. So the way that that enhances the community of our school and the things that our students think is possible is really very important.
Well, thank you, Dean Davis. Our guest has been Mary J. Davis, Interim Dean of the UK College of Law. You can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Thanks to Jeff Franklin and the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment for recording today's UK Perspectives. For WUKY 91.3, I'm Tom Goodell.